The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them, so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals. Whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation, Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey guys, welcome to the hashtag I Mom So Hard podcast,
where we're also dealing construction with, site.
Yeah, there's a couple things going on. We've had the podcast now for a while, and we're really happy and proud of it. And we kind of do it on the same day all the time. However, we still somehow get the dump truck to come when we podcast.
Yeah,
that's, I think, when you, my hear kids, what we're saying. Piano.
Yeah.
We're also.
L.A. County Sanitation is moving trash pickup to whenever we're podcasting.
And the printer's going.
What in the?
No, the printer has to go, Jen.
Sam Hill.
I needed it to be quiet. So now.
I'm not the one with ADD and everything. I am like a bundle of nerves right now.
Yesterday when your freaking dishwasher was beeping, I was like, I on one of those weird game shows where they're like, if there's a button, you have to push it. Like, do not push this.
She was like, where's this beeping coming from? And I'm like, I don't literally hear a beeping because it's just, it's when
your brother and I both
it?
Were like, Jeff was like, your kitchen makes a lot of noise. And I was like, I know.
You guys, I'm numb. I am hypersensitive.
Yep. You are, what's the opposite? Like, sensory deprived?
I don't know. There's nerve damage somewhere. I don't know, like, where neurologically I'm affected, but I swear to you,
I know I have nerve damage because everything gets on my nerves.
You know what? Okay, if you've ever been in a car with me and I'm driving, usually the driver, of course, is in charge of heating and cooling of the vehicle and the radio. And, like, I'll be driving and not notice that I've had intense heat on in the middle of July for a long time. And, oh my God, what's burning now, Kristen? I don't understand.
I didn't print anything.
Is it doing maintenance?
Oh, Christ. Sorry. You know, I don't know. Of course. I don't know.
See,
my husband's probably like six blocks away and is like, you know what I feel like I need to do right now? I need to print something.
Print insurance cards. I'm going to do that. I keep forgetting while I'm in the car.
And then he'll come into the office as though I'm not doing anything. And I'm like, I'm just in the middle of a Zoom. It's cool. How bad do you need this Dodgers schedule right now? How much? How bad? Every time you and I are on a phone call, I'm like, I'm sorry, Colin decided to print something. I'm like, how much do you need to print? How, honestly, in your real lifetime?
You don't print that much, so why is it in your office?
You know what? I don't need you to take Colin's side right now. That's what he says.
Oh,
so cool.
Really?
Because I like it being next to me in case I need it.
Maybe you need to get a silencer on that thing.
You know what? Maybe you need to watch your mouth.
Hi, you guys.
Hey, guys. Welcome to the hashtag I'm on Sword podcast.
You can find us wherever podcasts are listened to.
But we are very excited to be here today because we're going to talk about one of the things we love to talk about most is the fact that we are going back on the road. We are going back on tour.
On tour because the world's getting more normal.
And let me tell you something. All you have to do is spend 16. How long has it been?
Like 16 months, basically.
Cooped up with your family to make you really love the idea of daily airport travel.
Yes.
I'm actually missing a nice airport Subway sandwich.
That sounds like a spa.
It's going to be glorious.
And just so everybody knows, too, by the way, because we've gotten a couple messages or comments about, are we still going to do the podcast while we're on tour?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Because we are contractually obligated to
100%.
Do
100%. But also, we're going to do all the other things that we have to do as mothers and wives, because Yeah, we don't get a break.
This is why my kids are going to be, you're going to hear them playing Ode to Joy in about 20 minutes when they take piano lessons while we're in here podcasting. It's all great. We're so excited to go back on the road. It's the experiences that we've had as these touring moms and comedians is like, I think one of the things that makes me the happiest, because it was such an unexpected thing that happened so fast. Like, we both have been on stage forever, but when you play for a crowd of 2,000 women, and literally we've done a show where there were 2,800 women and there was one dude.
Atlanta.
And then there was another show like that. And there was one where he was right front and center and he was like, what have I done?
Made a terrible mistake.
But then there was another one where it was like, he was up in the seats. And we've had so many husbands come to the show simply buying good tickets for their wives. And they end up front and center. And then we tease them the whole time because that's the way the universe is supposed to be.
And we've had going on tour is not, for us at the point we're at in our lives, is not like probably the Motley Crue experience.
I don't know. Sometimes there's a lot of, barfing, but it's usually one of our children.
Yeah. When we bring the kids. We're not bringing the kids, this time.
We're going to have them meet us out. Our schedule is pretty big. You can go to imomsohard.com if you want to see all the cities we're going to be at. Please buy a ticket.
Yeah.
Come see us. Well, we're not going
to
list.
You want me to do it like a radio?
No, God, no. Please, no. Nobody wants to hear that. Nobody. That's literally, I would rather
print it. Prohibited.
We're going to so many places. Go to the website.
There's a lot. 42. It's 42 different cities. And here's what cracks me up. Here's the difference between Midwestern people and the coasts is that people in the Midwest are like, all right, two states away, I'm there. Bought 10 tickets. We're going to carpool.
It's only a 16-hour drive. Yeah. That's easy. I do that in a day.
People in Boston will be like, can you move the theater closer to me?
Yeah. That's a 30-minute train ride.
I'm not going to do that.
Yeah. Nebraska women just come up and they're like, I've been driving for 2 days. Love the show. I'm going to jump back in the truck, go back home.
Listen to the book tape on the way.
Yeah. So I'm like, what the hell? Why are you so much tougher than me?
Because you haven't grown to, you hate the freeways system more, highway system more if you live on the coast where there's.
I don't know. Highways. When we went to Nebraska and did that show for the girls in Norfolk and I got a speeding ticket. Hold on. I got a speeding ticket. We had to do that thing. I haven't been back to drive in that part of town forever. Mm-hmm. So when you can pass another car, I used to do that between Central City and Aurora all the time. You would see you pull out into the other lane. And if you could, you would pass this truck in front of you. Do you remember doing that?
Oh, yeah.
Good God.
On two-lane freeways? Yeah, you can't do that on
driving a freeway where everyone's going the same direction feels easier to me than going into Nebraska where there's these country roads. I'm like, it's like I'm on the Autobahn.
I know.
Like playing chicken, like in Footloose on a tractor.
We've got a lot to say about highway systems.
God, stay with us. I'm going to go down my list to see if about sexy stuff. Things we're going to talk about in the show, my bangs.
Well, you guys, probably 50 to 60% of the show is going to be about Kristen's new bangs. Have we talked to the podcast about your bangs yet?
It's weird that we're going to. I feel like it's the right thing to do to talk about my bangs on a podcast because we can describe them like they're working. Visual.
Well, everybody can relate to this. Okay, she's got them clipped back, which is not.
Say it.
The point of bangs.
Why are you wearing a hat right now? We're having a hair situation.
Because my grays are so bad.
Let me see. No, they're not. No, they're not.
I'm going to try a new thing where we only do blonde highlights and see if it gets the grays to kind of blend.
I think it will. I can't see anything.
Really?
Yeah, I can't see anything.
Oh, man, I put this weird stick stuff in it the other day, and I looked like Bert from Bert and Ernie. It was so bad.
I often look like Bert.
Wait, which one? No, Ernie. Who's the one that's got the red?
Who has just one giant eyebrow? Because that's where I'm at.
That's Bert. Yeah.
Bert. He's Ernie, also I look grumpy. Like I'm grumpy. I'm Bert. I'm definitely Bert. Yeah. He's skinny though, right?
You love turtlenecks?
I do love a good turtleneck. Yeah, I like a good man's
long,
turtleneck.
Thin arms you.
Yeah. But,
I'm
Bert.
Like Bert. I'm wide. I'm short.
No, that's not true. I would say you are more petite, but I'm upset that I've put on a few lbs, so my sweater stretches if I am Bert.
I stretched out my pajamas during this quarantine. I don't even want
to. You know what? I'm wearing my husband's pajamas, and everybody needs to be okay with that. But I'm going to get skinny before we go on the road, you guys. I promise.
Well,
I got a Peloton, and I'm really not using it. I'm going to get on it.
Time's really ticking.
Shut up.
My worry. Because I'm just looking at these dates.
Shut up.
Okay, number one.
I'm going to get up. I'm going to get. Okay. How much time do I have?
I don't know.
Before I get hot.
If anybody. If anybody is listening, has come to the show before, we don't do a podcast. Like
No. It's, no.
Our live show is not a podcast. Our live show is a stand-up show with two people, essentially.
Like, two people having a really good time. Just think of yourself at a giant party.
We better write that.
Wait, what?
We better write our comedy show that we're about to
do. Shut up. Why shouldn't... We've got it. You're going to give me a panic attack.
I think you literally grabbed a pen and started writing.
I started writing it because you said write it, and I'm here for you.
I mean the show. No, we already did start writing it, and we found we had too much to talk about in the last year and a half, so we got to cut it down several hours.
Right now it's 6 hours long, so bring a snack.
We're trying to pitch it as like a docu-series for Netflix.
Yeah, the truth is we don't want to go home, so as long as you guys are with us and we
are
out.
I think everybody's on board with that.
You know, I cannot wait. Somebody asked me, too, a really interesting question. They were like, I think everybody's really curious how it's going to go with the way the pandemic has been. And, like, obviously, we're, like, vaccinated and feel very good about that. And we've always followed those kind of guidelines. But I feel like more than anything, I think everybody obviously needs to get the vaccination. That way we're all really safe and we're taking care of those people who are immunocompromised. But more than that is, like, I just think we really need to sit next to people we don't know and be in a room with people that are new shining faces that are smiling at us, because you know who likes us? Strangers.
Yeah, not our families.
Not our families. No. They don't think I'm funny.
No.
They don't talk about my bangs. And they're overall disappointed in me. And I'm sick of it.
Mine will specifically say that they don't think I'm funny or interesting.
Right. My kids are like, when are you going? And I'm like, well, that's funny you should ask, because I have my suitcase already packed. I'm getting ready right now. I'm going to go 14 days early. How long do I have to get hot?
You know the threat that I...
Oh, God.
The threat I have to
Mother make threats it. Are the best. Yeah.
I'm going to make you go live at Dale's house, our neighbor.
Oh, no, you shouldn't say that.
Why?
It's so scary.
Is it?
He'd be the worst. Yeah, because we've made him a villain in our story.
Yeah, I'm talking about the Dale who suspected of murder.
Making my kids go to my neighbor's house. But
it's so funny because every time he's outside leering through the leaves.
Bushes.
Delilah's like, hi, Dale. Like up the hill. And then like 2 minutes later, hey, Dale. Hi.
Oh, he should be so lucky hear that.
He's like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, at least he says, I think he's like more like, ugh, at you. He's like, I saw your mom. She's wearing a really good looking bathing suit.
She's very pasty white.
She's so white. It's my favorite. She's my favorite.
He probably is. I get the read. It probably is.
He enjoys that part of you.
Yeah.
Well, we're doing, so you can see we're parenting, right? I get excited thinking about the food that we're going to. God, you guys, I'm going to get hot. Hold on. This is why.
Let's level up for just.
Shit. I'm never going to get skinny ever.
Kristen went on what I would describe as a 10 to 15 minute diatribe that was a break from her 3 to 4 hour diatribe about her bangs to tell me what the favorite meal she's ever had ever was.
I don't understand how you can't just, the second I say that, think of it. I can tell you the whole course.
Okay,
the whole
tell
thing.
Them now.
Calgary, Canada, sea bass. Not the thing you think you would go to Calgary, Canada, also known for delicious steak. We had that first.
Yeah.
But I was like, you're coming. I'm sitting in this really nice, cool, like speakeasy like restaurant in Calgary. I don't know anything about Calgary. I literally didn't even say Calgary in my life.
I just knew they'd had the Olympics there one time.
Oh, right.
So I just pictured people ice skated a lot.
I know that. I had it in my head. It was like Frozen, which is like everybody would be on ice skates and like a hockey player would like hit on me and I'd be like, quit it. I'm married.
Oh, that would have been nice.
So that didn't happen.
But then
so we went to eat.
He saw us eat.
Yeah. He was like, you've
gross,
got
ladies.
Energy. And
can you get the manager to cop my bill? I've endured a lot. watching these two beasts. They're not even closing their mouths.
They're not even breathing.
Yeah.
They're just like, why is she putting stuff in her purse? Like, this is embarrassing.
But I can't believe you don't, like, obviously, like.
It was good. I remember that it was good.
It was, and also New York. Like, oh, first of all, let me go back. No, I want to explore the menu. I had a dirty martini, my favorite, and they made it perfectly. It was like the bartender like looked at me and was like, I get you. Absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
I thought you liked those.
Absolutely not.
My husband only eats martinis, and it's mostly those blue cheese salads.
I don't like them. I'm so against them. I like
really?
I know. And I'm growing into the blue cheese thing, but I'm not there yet. So, and then we had burrata cheese, which I think I'd only had twice. Also stupid good.
So good.
Then we had the sea bass with Brussels sprouts, delicious sea bass. And then we had cheesecake. And I don't know why we're saying we, because I had all of this to myself.
It was basically like the person went through the specials and Kristen said yes.
Yeah, no, I just kept going. He was like, this is the easiest money I'll ever make. And then I went back to the hotel room and I was like, it wasn't that late. And I was like, I could go walk on a treadmill. And I was like, why? I'm going to lay here and undo my pants.
Yeah.
This is the most delightful experience. And then we went and did a show for Calgary and it was so much fun. And we had a ball, and all I could talk about was this meal that I had.
Yep. Yeah.
Which I'm still talking about today. So it was that impactful.
The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food. And before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit. Track budgets and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It was so one of our favorite things is to like ask a local, where's the best place to eat? Like, we'll ask a...
Yeah, by the way, check out our tour schedule and tell us where to go eat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Send us
a list.
Places.
Because I literally can't read that because I'm so blind, but that's fine.
We want to know where the locals eat because that's what the best...
They always know the best.
Yeah. Like, this is... You're going to be ashamed of me, Philly, but know that I've corrected this problem. I'd never had one of those big, huge Philly pretzels. The ones that are like...
Everybody's going to think you mean cheesesteak. But Philly pretzel. Do you remember the one we had in Milwaukee that looked like a driving... What do you call it?
That was Philly.
Steering wheel?
That's Philly.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Hand to God.
No way.
I can tell you who brought it to us.
Pabst Theater. Who?
My friend Megan.
Oh. Then I guess Philly and Milwaukee do pretzels. All I know is LA does it. Here's a small pretzel, so it's gluten free. Enjoy it.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe the one that was like this big.
It was as big as a steering wheel.
I think it was Philly. We also drink a lot on these, so there's
Nothing I like more than going to Philly, and Jen and I and the crew were all sitting down. We literally walked into this bar. It was really cool, and like everything was beautiful, and I love how historic it is there.
Yeah.
We sat down, and this guy comes over and goes, I just want you to know you're in an Eagles bar. And I go, wait, okay, cool. He's like, yeah, it's what you do when you come to Philly. I'm like, all right. He's just like laying it down for us. Like, you guys clearly don't look like you are from here. So if you're going to be from in here, you're rooting for the Eagles.
I think, yeah, they must have been warning us to not out ourselves as like Steelers fans, which we're
not. We are not.
No.
We're not. I'm happy to be a fan of whatever bar I'm in.
Oh, yeah. We just like to get on board with something.
I'm not contrarian. There's only a couple of teams I'm not going to root for. I'm not dumb. I don't want to get in a street fight.
Oh, God. Eagles fans are no joke, because we went to the Rams-Eagles game in LA and I saw one of the worst fights I've ever seen. And she was somebody my husband worked with.
Oh, my God.
With. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Man. See, you go to a Rams game, they're like, no, I'm shooting tomorrow. I can't get in a fight. Let's just yell at each
I'm
other.
I'm a hand model, hard. So I
yeah,
can't.
Yeah, I'm a hand model. Back off. I'm doing a Doritos spot tomorrow.
Okay, not a joke. I'm going to throw out a city, and Kristen, you tell me what you remember about the food we ate from there. Okay. This is a really fun trivia game for me.
Okay, go.
Seattle, Washington. We embarrassed ourselves.
Oh my God, I can tell you, we went to a restaurant, we ate so many oysters, and yeah. I never got full, and I've
literally...
We just
kept ordering them.
My vagina was like an oil slick. I was so... I mean, it was like so much vitamin E.
And so much, they're an aphrodisiac. So Kristen went back to the hotel.
Yeah, and I just
she did get on the treadmill.
I got on the treadmill.
That poor exercise bike.
Yeah, that bike and I was like, you should
we
call
really
me.
Did. How many did we have?
It's embarrassing. We went with Allie's parents.
I think we each had 3 dozen.
Oh, easy. We ate so many of them. And we just, at first we were like, let's not be gross. And then we were like, let's be gross. We've had 40 glasses of wine.
And it's oysters. It's not like we ordered 36.
What are you talking about? And oysters are like the sexiest thing to eat ever, especially if you're me. You just scoop it on, suck it back. I don't understand. That same hockey player is like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, God, well, these women are following me.
What in the hell is happening? I am upset. They are disruptive.
Okay.
But no, but the other thing I ate in Seattle was really gross. No. Remember when I ordered anchovy dipping dip, and it came out as a freaking anchovy. It was the giant fish on a piece of bread.
Oh my God, I don't remember that.
And the smell was so strong, I ate half of it, and I was like, this is unfortunate. It was the most disgusting thing. Okay, go to the next city, go.
Okay,
this is why I can't.
Hold on, Chicago.
Oh God, Chicago pizza, dumb. Yeah. Luminati's. We both were like, hey, let's get a pizza and share it. I regret that decision.
Something light, just a cheese pizza that's 3 inches thick.
This thing, like.
Is that the upside down one?
It's the one that has the cornmeal crust with the it's too tomato-y for me. I prefer Uno's.
Okay.
In Chicago.
Okay.
Gives me a real nice heartburn. I ate 3 pieces as a pregnant woman in Chicago, and my husband goes, I've never seen anyone eat this much deep dish pizza. And I was like, what do you mean, like a girl? And he goes, no, like a dude. And I was like, I'm pregnant with your child who's there, I'm going to eat it. And
I'd take that as a compliment. I'm going to go Chicago. I'm going to go dipped beef.
The chip beef?
Dipped beef. The beef dip sandwich.
The beef dip. Yeah. The
like Portillo's. What do we call
it? Yeah. What do we call it? It has the peppers on it or no? You don't like those.
Oh, I love those. Oh, yeah, you do? Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That one what do we call make? It?
Oh, yeah. That pulled beef with the peppercinis.
Yeah, you guys.
Okay, next. I mean, it's going to order everything.
Okay. What did we have that you really liked in, can we just go Texas in general? We're going to San Antonio, Austin, Houston.
Where do you want me to go? Full circle? Tex-Mex?
Let's just talk. Yeah.
You want me to go to that Mexican restaurant we went to with my mother-in-law? And
for Eleanor's birthday.
For Eleanor's birthday. I think I had fajitas that were fantastic. We definitely had tacos. I definitely had margaritas.
There was a margarita that looked like a fishbowl on top of a candlestick.
And we
that
were
I
like,
drank.
Thank you.
Yeah, it was so good.
The thing about Texas.
Oh, and it had really good. Was it guacamole that they had there that
of
was super good?
Of course, they made
but it was
at the table.
It was like different. It was like it was exceptional.
Yeah, it was so good because we'll pound guacamole for sport, and I felt like this was like the next level of food. But we eat well when we go to Texas.
Barbecue.
That?
Oh gosh, Texas is the last place that we went to do our last shows. February of 2020.
One of the best steaks I've ever had.
Yep. We had that.
I ate a filet mignon at 1 a.m, which again, it's weird that I have weight issues. I don't have weight issues. I just can't last. I can't lose. And these conversations don't help you, buttholes.
But
you know what?
We were like porn. I remember saying to each other, we were like, we're in Texas. Let's get a steak. Let's get a good one. Get the cut we want. Get the butter on top if that's what you want.
Like, of course, that's what I want.
Meal.
Here's the difference between you and me.
And then we got it before and after the show.
It was so good. But here's the difference between you and me. Jen will go, you know what? Let's get the steak with the butter and we just serve it and let's get a couple drinks and we'll have dessert. And then she half eats. And I will literally, I'm like licking my plate with my, I'm like offending
she
people next to me.
She wants the free t-shirt, you guys.
I want the free t-shirt. They're like, you got to eat the fat too. I'm like, done. I just didn't want to be rude. So then she eats like half of her meal and she like put, and so then I'm like, so now she gives me her bacon. I'm like, Jen, this is literally going to, I cannot.
It's a bacon wrap filet. I knew you'd be mad if I wasted it. So I had to give it to you.
It was a thick bacon. Well, you can't just throw that. What are you going to, that rich? You can just throw away bacon? You can't do that. You keep that in a baggie for the plane.
Wrap it in this cloth napkin I'm going to steal.
I don't do that.
No, I know. I've seen it.
That's
okay.
That's how I had table settings for a long time.
This is not to embarrass you.
Oh,
but
God.
I think it's just an interesting perspective.
Oh, shit.
Favorite meal in St. Louis, Missouri. Oh, my God. You almost died getting it.
What's it called? The Waffle House?
Yeah. They do make a great egg. They can't mess it up, you guys.
It's the best breakfast. You can see whatever you want.
Yeah.
We were on a hotel on one side, and Waffle House was eight lanes of a freeway on the other side. No crosswalk.
She's
and
like,
I go,
I'm going to get there.
I'm going to get there. And so I was literally in the center part of the freeway coming back when our tour manager, Brent. Yeah, they thought I was walk in the middle, and I was like, I'm very grateful that you think that my pants are open because I've over-consumed.
No, let me tell you what it is. There's two people that wear their pajamas with running shoes out in public. One of them are prostitutes, and the other one is Kristen traveling. So
I always think if I'm wearing running shoes, no one will know they're my pajamas.
She will literally wear a
robe.
I wore
my pajamas for 2.5 hours in front of Casey today because we were announcing the tour and I got busy. I was like, sorry guys, my boobs are down to my waist.
She's got priorities. And
I wanted to go to that Waffle House. So yep. Things are really coming to life for me about food. I didn't know I had this. I really thought I had a reasonable. So I, on the way back, I got caught in the middle of the two freeways on the, what do you call it? The middle island thing.
Yeah.
And our tour manager in his giant SUV that was taking all of our equipment to the show was like, oh my God, what are you doing? And I was like, I went to the Waffle House. And he's like, you're going to get hit by a guy. So he's like waving me over. And so then I'm like, he's like holding traffic. And I'm like, I'm sorry. He's like, you really put yourself in danger. I was like, it was so worth it.
Try and keep her from the Waffle House, you guys. Listen, all I want to say is you can request crispy hash browns and sure as shit, they will give you the crispiest.
I'm going to tell you right now, you can't go anywhere else for better hash browns than Waffle House.
And for the price, I'm telling you.
And I'm going to tell you right now, you're eating hash browns from 1962 because they haven't cleaned that thing. And I don't want them to. I don't want the health department to go in there and ruin my good time.
I'm going to go deep. You ready?
Go deep. Yeah.
Grand Island, Nebraska.
Oh, my God.
That's our stepping ground.
First of all, this is where we always get into an argument. I don't like Runza's.
I do.
I like Runza the restaurant's hamburgers.
No, that's fine. You don't have to like runs of that particular dish.
Yeah.
You should if you're a good Nebraskan, but you don't have to.
I will go into Runza and I'll be like, don't ask me to order a Runza. They've got other stuff on the menu.
I would love it if every time you went into a Runza, that's what you said to the 16-year-old behind the counter.
I do. Every single time.
Ma'am, why are you yelling at me? Because we have many other things on the menu. Why are you in pajamas, too? I don't understand. Because
you don't have fucking sea bass, okay, Runza? Okay? I want to have a story about this experience, and I'm going to talk about a hamburger at a Runza.
Okay.
So just give it to me.
Okay.
I will say this. My parents, when we were growing up, there was a fancy restaurant. I don't know if it's still here or in Grand Island. If it is, we're going. Called the Saddle Club. God,
ooh,
I hope it's still.
God, I love the sound of that. Oh. I know you get a relish tray and a whole bunch of free crackers at the beginning.
Of course. The little, yes.
And the little tiny pickles.
Yes,
and the,
And
the,
whoops, sorry.
We're excited. This is.
But you know those big, thick steakhouse chairs that roll out.
Oh God, I
so
love those.
So only in a once in a blue moon would we go to the Saddle Club. And as a kid, you guys, I'm having a lot of discoveries. As a kid, I was food motivated because I was having a really hard time in math. And my parents go, if you pull an A, I go, if I pull an A, can I get lobster at the Saddle Club?
Holy, that's a big ask.
But I was a C minus and my parents were playing the numbers. And I was like, if I get an A out of this class, can we go to the Saddle Club and I get a steak and lobster dinner? And they go, yes, if you do that. And so, montage right now. of a kid literally like in the fight for her life. I'm doing extra credit. Yeah. I'm studying for tests. I have ADD. I am restudying for that exact same test because I got distracted the last time. I am thinking about that lobster in the middle of Nebraska and I got it by a 2% lead. I think Mrs. Strecker like hooked me up and like helped me out. And so when we went to that lobster dinner, my parents didn't order lobster. My brother and sister didn't get lobster. It was me. And I sat with my arms around my plate like I was like not letting you cheat on a test. Like, this is mine. I think I shared, but I don't think I wanted to.
I didn't think I even knew what lobster was when I was that age.
My parents used to splurge sometimes on Christmas Eve and we would get it then. And they were little tiny lobster tails, that or the big crawdads. Jury's out, but.
We never had seafood in our house because my dad grew up in Rhode Island and his mom cooked a lobster when he was 5 and he heard it scream and he will not eat. He, till the day he died, he would not eat seafood. Like,
I don't mean to
make you feel bad.
Chris I'm like this. I don't give a shit. Just look into my eyes, man. It'll be over soon.
Yeah.
She's like. Look into my eyes. I think that's terrible. I've There's new ways of doing it.
I've seen her run across an 8-lane highway to get a rogue lobster. And chase that mother effer
you
down.
You think I won't get in scuba gear and come after you? You're crazy. I will find you. I love ocean life, but
and
I'm going to eat a I goddamn
will
lobster.
You and I will eat
oh
you.
Oh my God, yeah. Yes. It is the Lion King.
So here's what I miss about, this is non-existent. Besides the fact that you have to order a side of Brussels sprouts if you order a steak in Los Angeles, I miss lobster houses back in the Midwest.
No,
Nebraska.
Steakhouses.
Sorry.
With. I know what you're going to
say. So you sit down and there's like a water and a coffee cup on the table.
Yes.
There's a bread. There's crackers. There's a relish tray.
Always club crackers. Yep. Always on the side.
Like they're always. And then you get your meal. Say it's like $14 for like a really good size steak too. You get a side of spaghetti, a vegetable. You get the steak. You get a salad. You get soup. Also comes with tea or coffee.
Right.
Or both sometimes.
Right. And it's got those candles that are the like glass ones with the beveling in it. Yep.
Yeah.
And it looks, you're just like, I'm in heaven. Like, and they never ask you for a balsamic vinaigrette. They're like, ranch.
Yeah, you get ranch. You get maybe Dorothy Lynch.
Oh,
maybe.
I love
God,
Dorothy
I do
Lynch.
Too. You can order it on Amazon. I got to get some.
Same.
You know what? I'm going to see if I can order some and have it this weekend for my brother while he's in town. You know you can't get it in Germany.
I know. It's so delicious. It's the best dressing.
It's
I think
the best.
That Nebraska is like, let's not go crazy with marketing. Let's keep it home, mm-hmm. which is a blessing and a curse if you're from there. I'm like, I could see where Dorothy Lynch was like, hey, guys, get me out there. And they're like, we want to keep you secret.
We would love to keep you secret. I do think ranch and Dorothy Lynch were created in Nebraska, if I remember
I've 100%
correctly.
Promise okay. you. And let me tell you something. If you're not a gravy person, which I am not, my favorite thing, but here we go, is you make homemade ranch, not homemade, the packet and the milk.
Yeah, that's homemade.
And that you shake it. Yep. Shake it. You give me a baked potato and a steak and a green. I will destroy that baked potato with ranch on it. And then you put a little bit of the steak on the remnants of your plate. You guys, I'm a real ranch heavy person if I could be.
You know what I would do? I think I would do ranch and maybe salsa on a baked potato. But
that's
just
disgusting.
Ranch. She just looks so mad at me, you guys. Why am I disgusting? I don't understand. Because
you keep ruining my favorite things. Ruined it with a martini with the stupid blue cheese olives. Like, why am I so upset right now?
All right. Okay.
I'm having an emotional reaction to food.
You and I both have good restaurant stories from Las Vegas.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. My favorite was, that's the only place that I ever went to Spago.
I didn't go with you to that.
It's like $32 spaghetti. And I was like, this is highway robbery. Why would they charge this? And the waiter was like,
just
try
wait.
It.
Yeah.
Comes out. It does not look like it's worth $32, but it was
the best
pasta I've ever had in my whole life.
Was it red sauce?
Yeah. But the pasta itself is like
homemade.
It's so big. It's like the size of like a, what is it?
Oh, it's like
it's thick.
It's thick like this straw or is it flat?
No, it's thick. And it's like, you can tell it's handmade because it like varies. It's not one even thickness. You know,
man.
Like, it's so good. And then the guy that waited on us went, okay, yeah, my husband was there for that.
Yeah.
And we went there and the waiter went next door to this Argentinian restaurant and got
also great
salted caramel creme brulee that I ate, and there was a hockey player next to us that complained to management.
Yeah, because she's like, she didn't eat that. She sucked it through a straw. What is wrong with her?
I saw her growl at her husband.
Yeah.
She scratched him. her hand.
Her hand. She kept her hands free, used her feet. She's no fool. She sprung up on, got him on the side. This hockey player keeps ruining my buzz, man.
I know, he's so rude. But we went to that really fancy restaurant that
one
time
with Matt. And I remember it was, I did not anticipate it being 180 degrees and I wore leather pants.
This is so true,
Next morning, I was at the buffet.
My crush was sweating just looking at those pants.
Oh, my God.
They were suede, you guys.
They were
suede. Biggest
yeast infection. So I went, I was
but
like,
if you
I
think
them.
She did not return those to Nordstrom Rack, you are wrong.
I did not return them. Thank you. They were worth the money, and they were worth the yeasty because they looked good on
me. They did look good. But we were in this fancy, it was like a French steakhouse.
So hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Our lawyer, who we got to come, because we were doing a show.
Yeah, this is how Nebraska we are. We're like, hey, you make a lot of money. Will you buy us dinner?
Yeah. He offered, and I was like, let's get a steak.
Yeah.
You know, and I was like, you do not have to play for this. You do not have to pay for the hockey player. He's just trouble. Just stay away from him. Vegas, we've had lots of good meals. I feel the Vegas shows are really fun because where are we playing in Vegas this time?
Oh, we're at the Green Valley Ranch, which is where
First of all, it has my name in it. I always think it's Ranch.
Green Valley Ranch and Resort. We always call it Hidden Valley Ranch.
I always call it Hidden Valley Ranch because
I think we can do the math on this now, right?
Yeah.
You know, we've got a lot of...
I knew I loved it right away. I cannot say enough about this place. So it's a little bit off the beaten path. It's in Henderson.
You're welcome to be there. They welcome you.
I remember getting a very good appetizer.
No, we did because we got those mojitos and stuff. I know, right?
Those mojitos were amazing.
Oh my God, it was so good.
You guys,
good.
What is it about food memory that makes it so...
I don't know. It all
I'm
comes
so good
back
at it.
To
Why
you
didn't they, you know what they should do? They should teach algebra and make it a nacho.
Okay.
Like, then you'll remember.
All right. Can we go back to Philly for one thing? Not
yes,
talk
of
about
course.
Pretzels.
Yeah.
Kristen has two favorite things about Philadelphia.
Oh my God, put me on the pressure. Well,
one
I
of
love-
them is... an unfortunate thing that happened to me on the way to a restaurant.
Oh, that was that wasn't Philly.
Where was that?
No,
Pittsburgh.
Oh, Come on now.
Yep.
Don't put me on the spot like that. Philly, I love you. Every time I go, I want to move there. But here's what I'm going to tell you, because it's the flipping nicest group of people, and it feels like the world's great. I don't know. There's something so deeply rooted in Philly that feels like you're, I don't know, like everybody wants to just come up and give you a hug and your family.
Also very violently supportive football fans, but that's not,
that's
I mean.
That's fine. We're from Nebraska. Yeah. We get it. Let me tell you about Pittsburgh. All right. Maybe the time I've laughed the hardest ever, not because Jen's usually laughing with me or making fun of me, but this time it was just straight on at her, which was delightful. We were crossing the street. We had all of our family with us. It's the first time we toured.
It was Delilah's birthday.
Oh my God.
We were going.
How loud is that piano?
It's pretty loud.
Shit.
We were going there because it was Delilah's birthday.
She's turning two.
She's
little
she's
baby.
She's turning two.
Little baby.
Yeah. So this big group of us are walking. And
this wonderful pigeon shit from the sky. And it did it as though it worked for the government and aimed at Jen. And it landed in between her sunglass lens and her actual eye. So it was in between those. It wasn't on the front. It was on the inside. And it was so gooey. And it was so big.
It was went into my nose, I
it
think,
was
too.
It looked like someone slapped you with Elmer's glue. And we didn't know what was going on, and she started freaking out. She started screaming, literally, like, screaming, like, hands up, and she kept doing, like, this girl screaming. I was like, what is her deal? Her hair is going everywhere? And then she turned, and it was, like, this white splurge was down her face, and she's like, a bird shit on me. And I did what any good friend did. I said, don't panic. Just stay right there. And then I got my phone.
She were laughing too hard to talk. You and my husband were laughing. So they were keeled over. They were laughing so hard.
Oh, my God.
At me.
My mom was there. So she went and got Jenna a wet wipe and, like, helped her wipe it out of her eye. It was wonderful. It was like the bird work for Top Gun. I've never seen anything like it.
I do feel like... maybe my camp got revenge by feeding your son a whole bunch of scotch eggs.
And
he farted his way
through the next three cities.
Because literally, my husband was like that. His five-year-old's not going to eat this scotch egg. Sure enough, likes it.
Yeah. And it's got smells terrible.
It's like a pickled egg. Yeah. Wrapped in...
Finn, also, I'm going to go right to Baltimore on this note.
Okay.
Because I'm going to do another thing that this is going to be deeply rooted in his memory. Finn was really picky as an eater, so we just knew all the kids, you know, stick to good stuff. Chicken nuggets.
Yep. Burgers. Just the basics. Yeah.
Basics. We go to a restaurant. I order him the basics. And we're in Baltimore, which has, who knew... wonderful barbecue and also like the greatest, what's the seafood sandwich that they have that's so good?
Crab cakes.
So I love crab cakes. Yeah. How dare you? So know your
gravy
regions. Gonna ruin you. So this plate of ribs swings by the table and Finn goes, huh, this smells really good. And I go, do you want to try one, buddy? And so I put one down and it was like a cartoon. He like took it out of his mouth and it was a bone. He ate the entire plate.
Ribs in Baltimore?
Ribs in Baltimore. Yeah. Well, forever, ribs have been.
I do. Because all of us, and we went to that place in Tulsa, that rib place where we sat outside.
Oh my God, was that so good?
We've been there twice.
Have we?
Yeah.
Are you sure? Oh, yeah, you're right.
We went with all the kids, right? And then we went, like, just us.
You might be right. Yeah, I could foresee that being a thing.
Kids ate so much barbecue at that place.
I ate so much barbecue. Oh, I wanted to be by myself. I had that hockey player kept looking at me like, this is getting ridiculous. She's literally a liability.
Who are you, sir?
I was, like, throwing elbows. I was like, I need my space.
It really, oh, my God, it's so good. And they just, like,
put you like an animal. It's perfect.
All this sauce just on the table. It's like you're a trough. Like, they're like, into it.
You can just, like, kind of eat and sauce it at the same time and no one judges you.
Yeah.
It was delightful. I think that people should find that more attractive in women.
No, I find it super
aggressive
attractive.
You can eat. Because I should be a supermodel if that's the case.
Should we do a hot flash?
Let's do a hot flash.
Hot flash. Hot flash. Hot flash. So my hot flash.
Oh, yeah, please.
Is Dorothy Lynch the makeup? Oh,
please let that be your horror. Mine is Hidden Valley Ranch.
I've got so many hot flashes right now. I know. I don't even know.
I'm going to go one that we haven't talked about.
Okay.
My hot flash is the cheesy dipping sauce at Amigos. And if you are not on board, then I don't know who you are as a human.
I don't know. I haven't figured out that. What is it, like nacho cheese or what?
No, Jen. Never mind.
What kind
of? It's like a
queso.
Kind of, okay. But that's a fancy name for this. It's a cheesy dip.
Queso.
Mm-hmm. That's how we say it.
Cheesy dip.
Speaking of Texas and good stuff is queso.
I know. I don't have a problem with any cheesy dip. I love my salad dressings.
I don't think you can call it a dip if it isn't cheesy and bad for you. If it isn't bad for you, it's called hummus. That's the difference. So,
well, will this cheesy dip say if you put a fork in it when it cools, can you get the entire piece out in a solid?
Like, I think if you're worth your salt, you can. Like, look, I think it's got the first perfect consistency for a cheese sauce.
Are you willing to walk across 8 lanes of crazy Missouri traffic? 100%.
Okay.
All right, I'll try
it. If there was an Amigos on the opposite of the metaphorical 101,
mm-hmm.
not the metaphorical, the actual 101, which mm-hmm. is an 8-lane freeway in LA, which is so busy.
Yeah.
I'd give it a lot of thought. Because that cheesy sauce is worth it. That or I'd literally rent a chopper just to take me there.
Well, what's going through my head right now is just regret. Because I always would go to Amigos and I would get chips and cheese, which I don't regret. It's delicious.
That's what I'm talking about.
Oh, the chips and cheese. Oh, you know what that is? It's got like enchilata sauce.
Yeah,
and
that's
with
what
cheddar
I'm talking about. Why are you acting like you? I was going to say.
That is not queso, Kristen.
That is not what I'm saying. I never called it queso. I called it the cheesy dipping sauce.
It's just chips and cheese, man. You can't go in there and ask for cheesy dipping sauce. They'll be like, I don't know what you want.
I don't know if you know me.
Who cares if you like runs a man?
My picture's on the wall of Amigos.
customer of the month.
Oh, God. The chicken burrito from there, I just layered in that cheese.
It's Mexi Fries. No, that was Taco John's. They have the tots, the tater tots.
Freaking love tots, yeah. Man.
I never dipped them in anything, though, because they were so salty, they didn't eat them.
Oh, God. But then you do, and you're like, you almost can't for a while. You got to live on just the tot itself.
Yeah.
You don't want to go too much too fast.
Yeah.
You know, you want to, like, it's like graduate into it. Blow your mind later in life. Don't blow it all in the beginning. Keep the tot clean, and then in your 30s, dip.
Okay.
That way you have another lifetime of experience.
Okay.
If you dip too early.
So hungry right now. I'm so hungry right now. There's all these new places that we're going to go to eat too much.
All right. Well, what, should we take it to a mom box?
Let's go to a mom box.
Okay, here we go. I'm going to read this mom box to you. It's one of my favorites, and I'm going to get through it.
Okay.
A few years ago, I was working as an usher at the performance venue in Grand Rapids, Michigan. It was just another day as I prepared for the doors to open, and I noticed the show title was I Mom So Hard. Probably will sit this one out, I thought to myself. And then I heard the rumblings of footsteps begin to ascend the balcony where I was stationed. 30 minutes later, as the lights began to dim, I looked over at the crowd, a full house jammed with moms, women, girlfriends, and the like. The energy in the room, electric. Mm. So my curiosity kept me in the house. And then I realized that was one of the best choices I've ever made. After 2 hours, I was laughing the hardest I've ever laughed at any show that had come through the DeVos Performance Hall. When the show let out, I watched the crowd leaving, rejuvenated, refreshed, joyful, happy, as if the weight they'd walked in with had just disappeared. Aww. That night I went home, I subscribed, I binge watched all of your videos, and have religiously listened to your podcast. I am not a mother. In fact, I'm a guy. I'm a single guy. I'm a single guy who's one day thinking of adopting a kid of his own. Your experiences have helped me to have insight, knowledge, and tools for what may arise in my future. And if nothing else, has given me hours of endless laughter to share. Thank you for the time and dedication to sharing positivity and light through some difficult times. I hope to see you all again in Grand Rapids someday. One of the few male moms, RJ.
I love you, RJ.
I love you, RJ.
It touches
my heart. I think, first of all, I just want to say a bravo to your mom because, like, clearly you've been, like, writing and you're aware enough to give something like that a shot. Like, being at a show and being like, oh, I mom so hard. And then he saw, like, people coming in and he just got involved in the in a good tidal wave of energy, which doesn't have an age or gender.
What's his name's
RJ.
And RJ, when we come to Michigan, we're gonna ask you to take us to dinner. Okay?
We're gonna ask you to take us to dinner.
Really
we're
nice
gonna
place.
Do VIP
we're
tickets
gonna do
for you. Yeah, we're gonna do lobster, but you can't bring your fucking hockey friend because he is really a downer.
Unless he's super cute.
But big shout out to that message,
which goes
down as one of the nicest, just a nice surprise and a certainly heartfelt moment. Mm. So we can't wait for tour for that those very reasons.
We can't wait
for the tour. So I think we're done with the podcast, and I think we're gonna. Can we order something, Casey? Because I'm gonna get so hot by the time.
Bye.